Ever since then, I've had really bad pains in that area. So much so that I haven't gone back to work. Now, my wife is starting to tease me about it, and the guys at work keep calling me during work hours making jokes. What can I do to make everyone back off? I'm getting really pissed, and I fear I'm going to blow up at the wrong person. Please help, Oracle. Signed, P1 Daniel from San Marcos. Eddie?
Sounds like his coworkers aren't very sensitive. Dear Boondock Taint.
Oh, my God. You did not just say that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh.
I personally don't understand why you're so testy.
Here we go.
Man, you need to buck up, bro, and grow a pair. Or a new pair. I mean, I understand the people may be driving you nuts. But if it helps, just ball up your fists and get your kicks on a beanbag.
Wow.
Now, one thing is for sure, if you do finally go back to work, this will all stop faster than you can say, ha, 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 you got kicked in the nuts, stupid.
What? That's not even safe.
Now, here's an ancient Chinese remedy that I've used before for things like this. Now, it requires 2 tea bags and then hit the sack. Glad I can help.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Didn't help anything, to be honest.
Very clever.
Listen, I'm not Chinese.
Okay, well.
Our next letter reads. Dear Eddie, I need some serious help. Me and my fiancé are getting married next month, and I think she is losing it. She just hired a mariachi band to play at the wedding. No. We aren't even Hispanic. I have no clue why she did this. I have nothing against mariachi music, but not for my wedding. I tried to reason with her last night, and she flipped out. I've let her do whatever she wants for the wedding, but this one, I have to put my foot down. I know you're getting married next year. What would you do? Signed, P1 Scott in Kensington.
Tough.
Eddie?
Dear Joni loves mariachi. Old school for you guys there.
Yes.
Now, this is the best. She hired a mariachi band, and neither one of you guys are Hispanic. Did I get that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And she doesn't get why you're upset.
Right.
I mean, why didn't she hire a German Oompa band? Or this guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
How about hire a monkey and have a Moroccan wedding, even though both of you are white?
Sean did that. That's Sean's
God.
Wedding.
Sean, I'm sorry.
Sean had the Moroccan wedding.
Sean did that.
And
God,
yeah,
sorry.
With belly dancers and wait, everything.
Sean did that.
I'm so sorry.
Sean, shut up.
I have forgotten.
Shut up.
Sean, he apologizes.
I have forgotten, Sean.
Blow it out your...
Anyway, back to the point. Now, you have done something that we all as men do. You let your woman off the leash a little too much, and now she's getting out of control.
What?
Okay?
Excuse you?
Listen, guys, some call me the wife whisperer. Okay?
I don't believe anyone has ever called you that.
Some people do.
The wife whisperer.
Now, listen, this is what you need to do. You need to take control of your life back. The way to do that? You need to jerk that leash real tight and say, no! Stop! No!
Eddie!
Now, if that doesn't work, then rub her nose in the mariachi and spank your butt.
Shut your mouth.
It's just common sense, guys.
No, it's not.
Just common sense. Glad I could help.
Well, you didn't help anyone there.
Wait a minute. That was the wife whisperer.
Yeah. It's just common sense.
It wasn't.
Sky, can you...
Shut your mouth.
No, Sky.
No, Mike, really.
It was dedicated to you.
I hated it.
But
I want to return it.
But Sky.
I want to rewind time and have this not happen.
Jewish?
Can't you hear it coming up Kung Fu Jewish Lane?
Wait, that's not even a...
It's a real street.
No, it's not.
In your neighborhood, it is.
Mazel tov, San Diego.
Tasty cake.
How about that?
Yeah, Blunder.
That was brilliant.
Yes.
Blunder's running the board.
Mazel tov.
I'm eating tasty cake.
San Diego. Okay.
Yeah.
Woo.
Fish is in the house.
I am. I am saying hello because Mikey asked me to run the board. And now I have to, like, bend over here to get to his microphone.
Are you calling Mike?
Were you trying to just take a shot at Mike?
Wow.
That's really horrible.
I don't think like
how is that a shot at Mike? Look at where the microphone is.
He gave you your career in radio. Like, he was the one
who... He pretty much handed it to you on a silver platter.
This is how you repay him.
And you took it, and you shoved it right back into his face.
In the 20th hour, by the way, you take a shot.
Well, this is when nobody's listening anyway.
Oh, bro.
How you guys doing?
We're doing
good?
Great.
Outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Awesome.
Come on,
you put
Fish.
Put us in a great mood.
Yeah.
Why are you coming? Ashley hates me now.
I
Why?
Don't hate. I'm just
she
sticking up to my boy, Mike.
Yeah. Mean.
I am not mean.
You are mean.
You're wearing loafers.
Yeah, you are a loafer.
And I compliment it. What?
Got you on that one.
That was the end of that.
Doesn't even make
dead in your track, Sean. Good job.
Thank you.
That's weird.
Well, welcome back to the 28-hour show.
Yeah, Fish, what's been your favorite part so far?
So far, I have not heard a lot of the Mikey show because
That's awesome.
So you hate all of
sleeping
us, not just Mike.
Home.
That's awesome.
You're a horrible P1.
Kind of taking naps, you know, relaxing. I had the day off today. Thanks to you guys.
You're just rubbing it in, aren't you?
Why don't you just kick us when we're down?
You know, I went to the beach earlier today. It was kind of cool. Because it was still kind of hot out today, and
Where's
it was
Mike?
Nice and everything.
And there's a phone.
Bear ate my
you
face.
Wanna,
no, the phones are brutal right now, dude.
What are they saying? Tasty cakes?
Phone's getting gnarly at this time.
See if anybody's saying anything. If they enjoyed the movies
and
whatnot.
Yeah, we got a lot of late night partiers who don't necessarily want to watch their mouths. So.
Speaking of which, there's like 100 people up top with a 20-foot screen. I don't know if they're still up there, but they had a 20-foot movie screen, twice the size of the one we were watching off of.
That's awesome.
They had pickup trucks. They were just like raging up there.
Wow.
I heard so much laughter. Like, it was like a frat party up there.
I'm going to go start a fight club.
Really?
No, you're not.
No, I don't think that's a good idea, dude.
But it was really, it's cool. Like,
they're being
cool. They're being good.
Yeah.
They're just kicking it.
I'm like the pimp of the fight club. And they're all my fighting hoes.
Do fight clubs really need pimps?
Yeah.
Why not? Everything needs a little bit of organization.
Fair enough. All right, I'll give
Seth
you
is, oh, by the way,
yeah,
Seth is cracked out on only energy drinks. He has eaten nothing today. Not
Dude.
Consumed one thing.
Thank you.
Seth has not consumed
Thank
one
you.
Thing today.
Thank you.
That's not
Talk
healthy,
about
man.
Rob's
that ain't good at all.
And he's tweaking.
He's on tweet.
No.
Like,
I mean,
crystal
like
meth.
No.
You're telling me Seth
Wait,
is on
no,
crystal meth
I'm just saying that he's,
right
like,
now.
Really hyper. Like, he's at a lot of energy.
Yeah, totally. Look at him.
He hasn't done meth.
That's different than meth.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different.
The meth talking.
How you feeling, Eddie?
Tasty cakes?
Eddie, don't let Fish run
Mike
the board.
Mike put him in charge.
Yeah.
Mike left him in charge.
Welcome to Fish and Chips.
Eddie,
Mike
do something about this.
Yeah.
This is not
Fish
happening.
Eddie, do
chip.
Something
My
about
favorite
this, please.
Show.
Oh, boy, that was like a nightmare.
What?
Did I just wake up?
In the longest 3 minutes of our lives, do something.
Okay, I'm back.
Eddie, don't look, but Thank there's God. A mob scene moving in behind you.
Oh, no.
Like, they're moving in like zombies.
Dude, it's like Dawn of the Dead out there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Seriously.
So nuts.
Can you guys hear us?
They have like radio out there, yeah.
Oh, do they?
You guys can hear us?
Yeah, they can.
A little delay, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
Did you like the movies?
16 seconds later, they'll say yes.
Yeah, I'll wait. I got nothing better to do.
We're not going anywhere.
We got plenty of time.
Did you guys like the movies? Wow.
Are they nodding?
Yeah, which one was your favorite?
I think you have to shoot him in the head.
What?
I thought it was a stake through the heart.
No.
Those are vampires.
Yeah.
Jeez,
so
lady.
Hard in my heart.
Typical woman.
So zombie is a...
Why was she singing Quarter Flash, Sean?
No idea.
We were talking...
We were singing...
Huh?
Sky, is it time for Hall & Oates?
I think so. I think so. Let's do it.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Let's
get
Eddie.
Yes, Eddie, go.
We're getting it good,
go.
Oh my God,
this is a tradition.
You're a genius.
This is a 28-hour show tradition.
Jay, do you have this on tape? Roll the tape, Jay. Roll the tape. This is going to be the best hour.
Roll the tape.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, Sean.
Roll
that, baby.
Roll the tape.
That's what I'm saying, Sean. Best hour of the show right here. Come on,
Eddie. Let's
come on, Eddie.
Hey, are you ready?
Shake it back.
Yes.
Well, then do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get after it, Eddie. Are you catching this, Jay? Roll the tape.
Oh. Woo!
Yeah, you like put Lucy like this.
Oh, you're so good.
Good enough? How about this?
Oh,
Whoa! Get out of here, animal!
Total facial.
Wow! Yeah.
Oh, not good enough.
Give it to me. Oh, the robot. That handled.
I love it. I love it.
So.
I love it.
Get it.
Scared me.
You are just precious.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Give it to me.
It's not good enough yet.
Well, then, how about this?
Oh, yeah. That's the moneymaker right here. So good.
Oh, you're like, oh, that's too big of a hit.
Yeah, what? What else you got?
Dude. That's too big of a hit.
Yeah, more obscure. Oh, yes.
You guys, Mikey's really tired, so you gotta, like, scream at him when he comes in. Get in his face and dance, guy. Get in his face
Dude,
and just
once
dance.
Once he hears this, he'll be all in.
Tell him we're having a dance-off.
Recharge those batteries.
He'll recharge it, Mike.
This is Footloose revolutionized.
Enjoy.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Right?
Yeah,
you're in. Good. You're in.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that makes my dreams come true.
Music to your ears right there.
Dreams coming true.
Oh, that's real sweet.
Shake it up is all that we know.
Oh, what are you doing?
Whoa.
What
is it?
I'm waking up. It's the undead.
They're, like, pressed up against the glass, dude.
That's fantastic.
That's weird.
Right?
That's fantastic. Hey, they know we're here, we're working, right?
Yeah, and we're queer.
Waving through the glass.
Rob.
Yo.
Let's go.
Who was was that Sarissa's cousin out there?
He's still here. He's in here.
He's good. That kid was great. He was talking to
He was talking
to Big Al Kahuna, and I was telling him I love hearing the two of them talk because they're both from Boston. And he goes, "Hey, what's the matter with your eye, kid?" And he goes, "Oh, I don't take very good care of my contacts." Oh, come on. What are you doing? You got to take better care of your contacts. What are you doing over here? That's terrible for you. Come on. Don't do that. What are you doing? Hey, how about the song that Ashley's named after?
Hello.
Oh, wow. Hello. Sarah Smile. Ashley Smile.
That was my traffic name when I did traffic for the jazz station a couple years back. Sarah Smiles.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that is dumb.
What?
Aw, I think it's
but
cute.
But I had a mug made that said Sarah Smiles with a Z on it, and I'd drink it when I did the
report.
What?
All these songs, mostly you probably already did them, right? You Make My Dreams Come True.
Of course.
You know.
We just rocked the house.
Man-Eater, I'm sure you did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One-on-One, did you do that one?
No.
Ooh. You guys do I Can't Go For That?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Come on,
that's
Mike.
That's real nice. I can't go for that.
Get after it.
stuff.
Tasty cake?
No. Tasty cake.
All right, let's see. Let's regroup, you guys.
Yeah?
Let's regroup.
Let's form a group.
Let's get this thing going.
What kind of group?
A boy band.
Get this show on the road. 570-1053. Love to talk to people.
Yeah, did they like the movies or what? What's
going on? Did you have fun with the movies? Did you watch them with us? Yeah.
Space Boy says Top Gun was the best of all time.
Really?
So good.
Space Boy, you thought so?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. So that must be true.
That's awesome. Hey, this guy's heard them all, man.
All
right. He's heard every one of them we've done. Mikey Show, hello.
Hi, my name's P1 Nakia.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I've been listening since 6 this morning.
Wow. Cool. Are you serious?
Yes.
Did you take time off work?
Yeah, I'm off till Monday.
Nice.
Holy awesome. Moly.
So you've been able to listen the whole time?
Oh, yeah. This is my third year. Big time P1.
Oh, that's awesome.
And what did you think of the movies?
Oh, I loved it. Both of them. They're hilarious.
That's awesome. Did you watch them with us or did you just listen?
Oh, no, I watched them. I bought them.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. That's great. Hey, does anybody
know about Footloose.
Anyone know where Sean
that
is?
Bad.
Sean!
He disappeared while we were all dancing. He just snuck out.
Well, I'm glad that you were enjoying the movies.
Yeah, I loved it, and I love you guys. I'm so nervous right now.
Don't be nervous. Hey, listen, I think it's pretty awesome that you were able to stay up at 2 o'clock in the morning, because I'll tell you what, in about an hour, in about 1 hour, I will have been up for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
I got up about 3:20 yesterday. What time did you guys get up? What time did you guys wake up?
I got up about 3:45.
Look at these crazy rascals.
Yeah, I got up around 3-ish.
You did?
Yeah.
So we've all been up about 24 hours. Look at Smashley's here.
Hi!
Smash!
She's such a savage. Her and Jay.
What? Jay, you've been here the whole time, huh?
Gosh.
Crazy.
Good eye.
Unreal.
Good eye.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm punchy.
I love it.
He's got on his Free Ramsey shirt.
I'm hungry.
He's the best.
You know what, man? I was just thinking. We didn't eat that much during the day, like especially compared to other 28-hour shows.
Yeah.
I ate a lot of that barbecue. It was good.
It was good stuff, right?
Seth has not eaten one thing today.
That's dumb.
Not one thing.
That's just dumb.
And he's like whacked out on energy drinks.
Why does he do that?
Well, not one thing.
He didn't pay attention to us. He won't listen to us. He's young.
What?
Seth, why did you take that philosophy?
I just didn't feel like eating any of the food. None of it really...
None of it appealed to you?
Yeah.
Dude, that barbecue was so good.
Yeah, dude,
you're poor. Eat it.
The barbecue was great.
When they bring food, you gotta.
You don't like barbecue food? Come on, Seth. That can't be true.
I do. I just didn't feel like eating it today.
Look in this bag that my wife packed for me.
Okay.
Look in there right now, because I know there's some sweet stuff you'll like. For sure. Faux shizzy.
All right, so what are we doing? Let's get this.
I'm going to give you a song that's going to make you guys
hungry.
Want to stand up and dance.
I'm already hungry.
Okay.
A hungry song. Give you some music you'll like.
I got popcorn.
Cool.
Anybody want
that? That ain't it.
Whoa.
That's not a hungry song.
How about this one?
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Ooh, no. How about this one? Let's cut somebody's ear off, man.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Put him in the chair.
Welcome to Big Billy's. Keep on spinning Super 70s Hour.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
This is Steelers.
I got the feeling that something right.
Stuck in the middle.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
This is great.
And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me. Jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Yes. That's just good stuff.
Yeah, that's
right?
Awesome.
There's another one we tried last week, but we didn't get to get into it very much. Let's see.
Play some Neil Diamond.
Yeah, we will, for sure.
Better believe it.
Hey, Eddie, you remember this song?
Break it down. Oh, I love this.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. Got my mind set on you. Buddy.
That's good. How about
who's
this one?
That?
I love that song. Shut up, Eddie.
You know that one, right?
Sounds familiar.
We should play Wuss Rock right now.
Yeah, well, just give me a minute. Give me a minute. We'll regroup and we'll do some fun stuff.
Play some music I know.
Hello?
Play some music I know.
I'm bored.
Come on, you don't know this, Ash?
We've been traveling far.
Oh, I like the one you sing, though.
You know this one?
No.
But not without a star.
Fine.
Crush it says he's going to be here at 3 a.m.
Yes.
Oh, no way.
We'll see.
He wasn't
an animal.
Kidding.
He'll do it.
I believe him.
I do
it.
Too.
He'll do it.
He's a maniac.
What?
Where to begin?
Get it.
I can't begin to notice.
Come on, Rob.
Come on, Rob.
I know this song.
It's growing
strong.
Wasn't the spring.
Was in the spring? But then spring became
what? And spring became the summer.
That's right. Sing it, Neil.
Who'd have believed you'd come along?
Come on now.
Touching hands.
Dogs
everybody.
The peaches. Come on.
Reaching out.
You know the words.
Get beat up now.
Touching me.
Touching who?
Touching you.
That's what she said.
Bring it home.
Sweet Caroline.
Ba-ba-da.
Good times never seem so good.
So good. So good. So good. I love that movie, Fever Pitch.
Yeah, not really, but...
Jimmy Fallon, he's a tool.
Yeah, he is.
Come on, hey. I fathered a baby.
What?
Watch where you're rocking it.
What just happened?
Come on now.
What just happened?
Come on.
I don't know.
What just happened? I thought we were having fun.
Come on.
Nah, dude, come on. They won.
That's right, they did.
Oh, come on.
Red Sox won tonight.
More Neil Diamond.
Let's see.
What about Get Out of My Dreams? That song. You know that song? Knows
thank you, Rob.
Billy Ocean?
Yes!
You are weird.
Billy Ocean.
You got a lot of problems, kid.
Yeah, but nobody
hey,
wants
weren't
to
we
solve
gonna
them.
Play, I thought we were gonna play, like...
What's wrong?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, we were gonna play Wuss
that's what I
yeah.
said we should
oh,
do.
Yeah.
Let's do
like,
it right now.
That's yeah, what I meant. It. Like, we should play. Like, us.
Yeah,
okay,
let's...
Okay, Ashley.
That's what I meant when I said we.
Wait. Let's take a call first.
P1
Red Bull Master, you there?
Eddie.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, dude?
I'm P1 Slud, but out in the parking lot, they're calling me a Red Bull Master. Apparently, I brought too many of them.
Nice.
I'm kind of curious as to why Sean is shaking. He's shaking like a dog crapping something bad.
I don't know. Where's Sean?
Twitching. I don't know. He just got up from his chair.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
Yeah, he's right there.
Well,
I wanted to say that, Sky, you look strangely hot in that sweatshirt. I don't know what it is.
See, they're able to see us through the window.
Well, this is getting creepy.
Thank you. Yet kind of creepy when someone is outside staring at you from a window. And
they're literally, like, banging on my window, like, pressed up against it.
And they're wearing the scream mask.
It's just P1 fans in the parking lot. We're just out here having a good time.
Nice, brother.
we just wanted to connect with the folks doing the actual show, you know?
There you go, dude. There you go. You guys, let me get those people yelling and get them rowdy and let me hear them.
Hold on. Everybody yell!
Oh, my God.
That was great.
That's in our parking lot.
Yeah.
It's 2:27 in the morning, and we got a parking lot full of P1s.
30 in the morning, and there is a crowd.
I'm telling you, dude. Sky cried her eyes out when one guy stayed with us the entire 20 hours.
Andy, how dare you?
The first year. Sky cried. The first year, the 28 hours show, that one guy did it, stayed with us the whole time.
Well, listen, he ate all the food we ate.
Let me tell you
what. And we both cried. Eddie started the crying.
No way.
Eddie cried?
Eddie was the big crier.
Shut up, Blunder.
How dare you?
You don't know.
Let me tell you what's amazing is that. You know, when we did start this thing 5 years ago in San Jose, you didn't have a parking lot full of people out there.
No way.
It just didn't happen. In fact, last year we had a few people out there. This year we have a lot of people out there. Who knows what it'll be like in the years to come. But this thing is growing and growing. It just gets bigger and bigger. Hello? Somebody's calling the warm line.
No, that was like the weird line.
The weird line.
I don't have access to that line. Stop. Mikey, stop.
Not me.
Shut the hell up.
Are you kidding me?
Mikey?
Hey, Ghost, cut it out.
Mikey, you started that on purpose. Bro.
I didn't do anything.
I saw you.
I'm out of here, dude.
Okay, seriously?
Are you playing an effect?
I saw him very slowly do something here.
Shauna, are you playing an effect?
And then, bam, and it was louder than ever. I saw you.
Ash.
This isn't cool.
Ashley.
I'll go home right now.
Ashley, you know when I'm not lying to you, right?
Yes, I do.
I'm not lying to you. I swear to you.
Come on.
Ash, I swear I did it.
Because I'm believing you if you say you did it, and then
I didn't touch anything. I swear to you, I didn't. I promise you. In fact, it's on tape. You should run it back. I didn't do anything.
I swear with your mouth. Maybe you took a deep breath. Because remember how they were saying the deep breath will echo.
Swear with your mouth.
How do you do
no,
this?
Jay.
Look at Zets outside the studio, all scared. You can't even tape it. I swear I didn't touch anything.
I'm gonna go home. I ain't even played.
Let's play Wuss Rock Jukebox. Let's play Wuss Rock Jukebox.
What's going on with Rob?
I don't know. What's he saying?
He's just, like, mumbling in there.
It's awesome.
This is what happens. Yeah.
Well, Rob took the wrong tactic.
What?
It's even worse than Zeth's. Zeth took a really bad tactic. Yeah. Not eating. He didn't eat all day.
Look at him now.
He didn't eat all day.
He's got a hunk of meat in his hands.
That's repulsive.
He used Lysol for deodorant earlier, and I was worried about that. I thought it was going to soak into his skin. It's going to get into his blood.
I have deodorant, dude.
I told him the same thing.
Yeah, but I don't think
it
was
worse. It's the spray-on kind. It does work.
How do we play Wuss Rock? How will we do this?
Same way.
Do it the same way?
And the songs are up for you in the game page.
All right, Sky, you start.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
When the song stops, you start.
And they're in light blue on the bottom.
Give me a good one.
I mean, middle.
Why are you so loud?
They're in the middle of the page.
In blue?
Wait.
Or red?
They're in red.
All right, you ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go, Sky.
All right. Must have been good, but I lost it somehow.
Whoa!
Thank you.
In your face.
In your face, Sky.
Wow. In your face,
Sky. In my face? In my face?
Yeah.
You killed it. Good job.
You nailed it.
But then why is it in my face?
You know why.
If I nailed it.
All over.
Don't act like you don't know.
Who's next?
Facial stuff.
Did I win a prize?
You won.
Nice.
Wow, cool. What did she win?
Nice work.
Thank you.
Well done.
I'll go.
Eddie's next.
Come on, Eddie.
Give me a good one, dude. Come
Eddie.
On.
Do you
feel your girl.
Yeah.
Am I only dreaming?
Oh, is this burning?
Yeah.
An eternal flame.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You killed that, man.
Woo.
Sunshine
knew
the
rain.
No, it's enough, really. Bro, it's over.
I know the whole thing.
I realize that, but we don't
bring it. Bring it. Bring it.
I realize that. I realize it.
What up?
Sean, you're next.
Let's go.
Here we go, Sean.
That was the bomb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, I'll put the blame on you. Blame it on the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you killed him. High five him.
So good.
Oh, that was a close one.
Almost high five.
That was a close one.
Wow.
Very well done.
Wow, yeah. We are killing it.
Three Dude, for three.
Mike, killing you are up.
Come on, Mikey. Bring it, buddy.
Please.
Well, duh.
What your love means to me, up and up.
Yeah!
Wow. So
in
wow.
your face!
Sky.
So my face again?
Yeah.
Again?
Big time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ashley, you're up.
Oh, no, dude.
You can look and you will find me. Time after time.
If you go, I will get you. I'll be waiting. Time after
wow.
time.
Bravo!
Yeah. Awesome.
Boston.
So nervous.
Rock. Bring it
you
home,
gotta do it. Come
yeah,
on.
Bring
it
home.
We're five for five,
Boston
bro.
Bring it
yeah.
home.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
I want you to show me.
I wanna know what love is.
Bring it, bring it.
I want Tom Cruise to hold me.
No.
Close up.
I've yeah. always sung that.
Of course you have.
Anybody want to try another one? Anybody up for another one?
I am. I don't know why.
I want to hear Sean or Eddie or Mikey.
I'll do it again. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm never going to let you get guilty feet of God glory.
Welcome to the world of AIDS.
Sky.
Perfect.
Sky.
Yeah.
This time you cannot sing the real words.
Oh,
you must come up with
Hear me calling, stop before you stop falling.
T-Boy.
First your mom, then that. That was awesome. That was awesome stuff.
You got to do it, Mike.
Mike, yeah,
feels good.
On,
it feels
Mike.
Good.
It's liberating.
Refreshing.
I have a lot of pressure.
I'm all out of love.
Oh, no.
I'm so lost without you. I know you were right. Believing for so long.
I'm all out of soap. I wish you would drop some.
You know what's so funny?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Shawnee, want to give it a try?
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, here we go.
Sean!
Oh, ooh. Yes.
Nothing's wrong.
Who's gonna dress like a panda?
No!
Tonight.
There it is!
Woo! Love it.
There it is.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Wow.
I'm feeling
Take
it.
Take these broken
yeah.
wings
song.
And learn to fly again. Learn to live so free.
And if I spread those broken legs,
Eject.
That got weird really
Turn
quick.
Sean
that really got weird.
Where's my volume?
That really got really weird.
Hit, Tom.
Oh, what?
No, not really.
What?
Hey, don't say that.
I thought we were all playing along.
Hey, why don't you just scream bomb on a plane?
Gun!
Fire!
What's the matter with you?
Can I please have some volume for
your, dude, your thing is turned on.
Turn the volume on, Sean.
Turn the volume
on. Your thing is there.
And then
send them the link.
Hit it.
Send me the link.
Hit it.
Hit it, Sean.
Hit it.
How come, how come your thing's
not
working?
Why won't he hit it?
It's KLZ San Diego, hit it.
Where's your snare?
He would just hit it.
It's KLZ San Diego, hit it.
It's KLZ.
I would love to.
Turn it up.
I would love to. I would love to.
You gotta listen to Rob, dude.
No,
this guy is whacked out.
I know. I tuned him out. I
know.
Wasn't paying attention.
He's just mumbling like nonsense. It's great.
It's not nonsense.
I'm not gonna ever answer the phones again.
No
I
way.
Love talking.
I like this. It's too much fun.
He's totally into. I'm
one
a talker.
I am a talker.
I am a talker now.
I am
now.
A talker. I'm a talker. I'm so happy.
Mikey show, hello.
No, we need someone to stay in the house.
Hello?
I'll stay at the house.
Stay at the house.
I'll stay at
somebody
the house.
Somebody should stay
I'll
at
be
the
right
house.
Over.
I mean, it's just not safe otherwise.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh. Annabelle.
Who, what? Say what?
Who's this?
This is Mikey.
Yeah.
No way, Mikey.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yep. That's what all the calls are right
That's
now.
Right.
Yeah, first.
That's right. Everybody's up late.
Take your broken wings.
Take this is this guy, dude.
These broken legs. And the chicken for loose got punched a lot.
Oh my gosh.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
fried chicken.
Oh, fried chicken? Dude, well, hold on. Whoa, my mind. I mean,
it's not you, it's Rob. Not you. It's not you.
Oh, I'm losing. What is. Stop
That's
it. Stop it, dude.
Stop it.
This is his moment, and you're ruining
now,
it, Zeth.
Boston Rob's take on
Zeth.
He's ruining my moment, dude.
Get him.
Finally, it's
Let
like
it
3
down.
In the morning on Tuesday or whatever day it is,
yeah.
And I just want to talk. That's all I want to do. Kevin Bacon wants to dance. I want to talk, and you're over there being
now,
Mr. Crackles.
Boston Rob's take on
sweatshirts with hoods.
I love them. And you have to wear the hood up wherever you go. I rock the hood. It's a little more mysterious.
What about zippers? No zippers?
It depends what kind of mood you're in.
What like, kind of mood would you have to be in for the hood, you know, for the sweatshirt with the hood with the zipper?
With the zipper? Well, that's easier to come off in case you get in a fight or in case. What?
Just in case.
What?
Eddie?
And now, Boston Rob's take on
fruit you have to peel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you mean peel by hand or peel with a one of those metal peeler things?
By hand.
Fruit you peel by hand, don't really mind it. It's kind of a little challenge. You're working for your food. I understand that. With those peelers, get them away from me. I'm going to stab myself. Someone else is going to get stabbed. Things go wrong.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
luggage.
It don't exist in my world, brother. I got a hobo bindle.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
mouthwash.
Mouthwash, greatest thing in the world. I wish they all came in smaller bottles so you could just carry them with you whenever you need.
Yes.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
wallets with chains.
Oh, dude, dangerous. They work great like a weapon, but a lot of places won't let you bring them in anymore. And it kind of sucks.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
drive-in movie theaters.
Oh, dude, if I could find one, I would take my girl on a date there so quick. Those things are not only romantic, but you can sneak a bunch of friends in for free.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
wine.
Wine. Only by the box. I learned that from my teacher in college. You taught English?
No. Boston Rob's take on
stealing cable TV.
No. Boston Rob's take on
notebook paper.
Notebook paper. It's one of the greatest things. I keep a lot of my poetry and my songs on it.
Oh, what?
He writes.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
poetry and his songs.
Well, before I moved out here, I was in like 4 different bands, and I have like 8 notebooks at home.
Doing what?
I was a lyricist for a little while. I played
lyricist.
Drums. Yeah.
Guy's got 8 notebooks of lyrics. I think that's kind of an achievement.
And I've been trying to write more and more, but once my dad passed, I stopped writing because I didn't want to let anything out. And I now have two different composition books where it's just scattered thoughts, and it's real. Like you'll see how my brain works. It will be a section up in the corner, like written across the lines, and then I'll write like kind of diagonal way the other way. It's crazy.
And now Boston Rob's take on
liquid soap.
Liquid soap. Now, this invention I didn't understand for a while because you needed a FUPA or whatever. You
used to FUPA? That's something else. Different.
Well, what is it called?
Something different.
But, dude, a little bit in the hands, and you get the lather going, and it's almost better than the bar soap.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
electric razors.
Electric razors. My father bought me my first one. He didn't show me how to shave, so I appreciate him. But they're not as good, and they're not as shorn, whatever the word is, as the triple blade.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
your ex-girlfriend's parents.
Oh, she was a sweetheart, but I don't think she liked me.
Now, Boston Rob's take on
vegetables.
Vegetables? Depends what kind. What are we talking?
Green ones.
Green ones? Yeah, everything's good but Brussels sprouts. And now,
Boston Rob's take on
smoothies.
Smoothies from Jamba Juice. You got to get them with 5 shots of protein, and you get the medium. Hold on. Check this out. You get the medium at Jamba Juice. 5 shots of protein makes it a large, and you don't have to pay any more. They just have to put in the big cup for you. Check that out. Boston Rob's take on
tipping the pizza guy.
Tipping the pizza guy, it depends. He makes it in there in time, he's going to get a couple bucks. He makes me wait, I don't know about that. Maybe he'll get some change.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
feeding your dog scraps.
I share apples with my dogs.
The same apple.
Yeah. I let my dog eat the apple out of my hand.
Dude.
Of it.
Mm-hmm. It licks its own butt.
Yeah, but not right before it eats. I make sure.
Sometimes it does right before you.
No, it doesn't.
That is horrendous.
No, it doesn't. It's a dog.
We realized a long time ago that Boston Rob has kind of an interesting take on just about everything.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
marionettes.
Dude, they scare the hell out of me. And the people that are behind them, even scarier.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
small portion sizes.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
What's up with that?
Boston Rob's take on
frozen dinners.
Dude, there was a time in my life where if those weren't around, I probably would have died.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
thimbles.
Thimbles? I didn't know what they were for a long time until my mom explained that to me. I thought if you got enough of them, they protected your fingers when you like went out.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
I don't know. I'm out of ideas.
Wow.
Enough.
More.
Holy cow.
I can do that for hours.
I'm telling you, man. He's an interesting guy.
Come over. We'll have some tea sometime.
Tea?
He's not kidding, I bet.
I love tea.
I bet he's not kidding.
Iced tea. Tea is my favorite drink. It's the greatest.
He's going to be the most interesting grandfather.
Very wise. He'll be very wise.
Yeah, his grandkids will love him.
Lots of advice.
You know, he's going to be, strange old Grandpa Rob with the tattoos.
Yeah.
That wrinkly Boston tattoo.
That's right. Now it says Floston.
Buttons.
Buttons.
Now it says Buttons. Boston. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is P1 Online Trucker.
What's up, dude?
Not much, man. I just wanted to make a comment about the movie.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I just don't understand. I couldn't watch him because I'm driving all night long, but the commentary was awesome, and I especially love the obscure Goonie references.
The obscure Goonie references.
Yeah, the Chunk references. Those are classic.
Oh, my God.
That's great, dude. Thank you for the call.
Hey, guys, are helping me stay awake, and normally about this time in the morning, I'm dead tired, but you guys are definitely helping me stay awake all night.
That's how we're feeling right now.
Yeah, you help us stay awake.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, man.
I'm telling you. What would you guys think of maybe
what
going home?
Okay.
Okay. I like it, Mike.
Now, what if we next like year?
It.
My
car's already started.
What if next year we did three movies? Got nothing else going on.
Let's just do movies.
People love
the
movies in the middle of the night.
Gotta
you know?
More.
I mean, otherwise we're just sitting here, just kind of doing our thing, which is fun too. But you know, if we did the movies are fun.
Yeah.
They're funny. I like the movie. I like the magic of the movies.
Okay.
I love the movies.
Oh.
Hey, Sean, you still have all these audio clips?
Yeah.
Meltdown. What happened?
What is going on?
Not good.
I don't know what's going on with this.
Hey, Sean, I just want to let you know, bro, that no matter what you say next, it's not going to affect.
Shut up.
It's not going to affect our friendship with you.
You suck.
Like, we like you, bro, no matter if those things work or not. We love you, actually. And I can tell by the way you're acting, you're concerned we're never going to talk to you again.
Sean, the show is sinking faster than La Jolla. Come on,
Sean.
Wow.
Too early?
Sound effects.
Sound effects.
Hey, Sean. All right, Sean. If you can't give us any sound effects, I want you to sing us some of your original pieces.
Oh, please.
Some of your original songs.
One or the other.
Some of your original songs.
I'll fix it.
Now, come on, dude. Aww. Sing.
An original.
Original song.
Sing Legs.
Legs.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
I'm not
on.
Doing any of that crap.
Come on, Sean.
No.
Dude, Legs is the bomb.
No, they're not like
Ash.
Opposition.
Ash and Rob. Ashley and Rob. You guys would have loved his original. He would make up songs.
Yeah.
He would make up songs.
I want to hear it.
And they were funny.
Yeah.
Sky, how did Legs go?
Oh, there you go.
You are, Sean.
Is that what we're not going to hear?
Come on, Sean. How's Legs go?
X-Files is playing very
Diet
loud.
Diet Fish.
Oh, Diet Fish is the bomb.
Diet Fish.
You're not doing anything.
Living on a ranch.
Diet Fish.
First of all, it's
Diet
like.
Diet Fish.
It was like, you know, one of those spur-of-the-moment things. It wasn't like something that I had made up,
but
I was performing for you.
But you still remember
you,
the words,
something
right?
Something I had rehearsed before.
You know Diet Fish.
And suddenly,
you know the words.
You know, sprung
games.
It on you guys.
Living on a ranch.
Living on a ranch.
Now, living on a ranch.
Living on a ranch.
I know that one.
How's that one, guys?
That one's about George Bush.
Wait. Time out. We should do, we should do, like, storytellers.
Huh?
Isn't that what it's called on VH1?
VH1
Storytellers, yeah. So, Sean, tell us what Living on a Ranch is.
Living on a Ranch is a song about George George W. Bush.
Okay.
The little one.
The little one, okay.
Yeah.
The baby.
And it's about him and his ranch in Crawford, Texas.
Right.
Okay.
And it goes a little something like this. Living on a ranch, 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 living on a ranch.
That's it.
Oh my God.
That was genius.
Classic. Classic.
Here's a little iambic pentameter in there to spice it up a little bit.
What iambic pentameter?
More
You shut up, Bob Buttons.
Bob Buttons.
I have a question.
New song, Bob Buttons.
Mikey in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Mikey in the back.
Mexican guy in the back.
Thank you. My name is Mike.
Baldy in the back.
And I'm from Gilroy, California. And I was always a big fan of the song Legs, and I wanted to know what it was about and how you came up with it.
Actually, Legs was an original piece, but it was not by me.
Oh.
It was not my song.
What? You just covered it.
No,
I did not cover it.
Well, but I heard you.
ZZ Top.
Oh, it was an original performance by Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike who?
Mike Esparza.
Ooh.
Oh, that guy?
Was it in Las Vegas?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
It was not my song.
Oh.
A lot of people attribute that song to me.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do, and they ask me to sing it, but yeah. I have to disappoint them and tell them that it wasn't actually me.
Well, maybe I can sing it, but I don't remember how it went up, really.
Something about legs are meant for walking.
Sean, you should sing it.
I wonder if I still have it.
Do you?
I might.
Oh, my God.
What was his other one, Sky?
Diet Fish.
Diet Fish.
That was, yeah, that was like the hit. Of
Diet Fish was the greatest.
Yeah.
What we used to call Boy Blunder Fish, because we went from calling him Boy Blunder to Foy Flounder. And then because we were calling him Flounder, that was a fish, and that evolved into Fish.
Yeah.
And so one day, Sean just started singing Diet Fish.
Yeah, I don't remember how that one goes, though.
Sky, do you remember? Diet Fish.
Diet fish.
Eddie, do you remember?
I don't remember.
Diet Fish.
I'm trying to find it in the system.
Diet Fish. Diet Fish.
So good.
Great song. Should have recorded them all, man.
Yeah.
Put some percussion to them and the whole thing. It would have been awesome.
Legs.
Mikey Show.
Hey, Mikey. Me and three of my friends are on our way there right now.
Everybody's coming down, man.
Yeah, this is great. Usually, I have to go to class at 6 in the morning, but, dude, one time a year, I'm on my way there, dude.
Yeah!
There you go, man. Sick. We are at 9660 Granite Ridge Drive, and there's pretty much hundreds of people tailgating up above in back of the building in the upper section of the parking lot, just tailgating, having a good time.
Upper deck.
Hanging out with each other. Mikey Show.
Hey, I got a 28-hour story I'd like to share with everybody.
Love to hear it.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, like 2 years ago, and you're doing the 28-hour show. 2 weeks prior to that, I had reconstructive jaw surgery. My jaw's completely wired shut. I'm stuck at home. I'm completely alone. And, you know, I look forward to hearing you guys in the morning and being able to hear you guys all day, like, completely brightened my day. I felt like I had somebody in the room with me. Now, here's the next thing. The next year, 2 weeks before your before the 28-hour show, my appendix burst.
Oh, wow.
I'm in the hospital for 6 weeks, and, you know, I got just have to sit there in pretty much this little prison, and I get to listen to you guys, and same thing, I'm all alone, there's no one really coming to visit me, and it was like having a friend around, and it was awesome.
That's awesome.
This year, I took 2 days, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be able to take part in everything, it'd be awesome. I wanted to come down to the studio. I took both my sick days off today and tomorrow. I go to start my car today, ignition won't turn over. Like, I am so bummed, but still, I'm here at the house.
You still got the show, bro. That's all that matters. You still got the show.
Hey, right. You guys keep it up.
Thank you, dude. By the way, I want to give you an update on Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
How we doing? What's
the Mikey
on?
Show and the P1s have helped to raise $13,485.
That is so cool.
And that is without the auction items.
That is wow. So cool.
Doesn't include the auction item. Now, our goal was $15,000.
Nice.
So between now and 10 a.m., hopefully we get it done. Guys, we are well beyond the halfway point for the 28-hour show.
Home stretch.
Good.
Yeah. No, home stretch.
We got this.
We're well beyond the halfway point. It went faster this year for me. I'm tired, but it went faster.
Well, there's so much, like, it was just jam-packed. Like, this has probably been the first time we've actually had semi, like, kind of dead time where we can just kind of do whatever, you know? It's been packed.
If you had to add up all of the hours that we've spent in each other's company, it's a lot of hours.
Sure is.
Yeah.
We know each other pretty well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mikey Show.
Hey, what's going on, B-Rob?
Yo.
Hey, I just thought you guys. No, I was out, I'm working at Pechanga Graveyard, right? So I'm totally pissed off. I had to come into work. I've been listening to you guys all day. And I come into work. I've been coming back and forth to my car like every half an hour to come listen to you guys, right?
That's awesome.
I go to the kitchen, bro. I got four chefs that have run a wire from their radio all the way out to the break room, pass that onto the air conditioner with tinfoil wrapped around it, and everybody's listening to the Mikey Show in the back of the kitchen, and I didn't even know for the last time.
That's awesome.
How great is that, right?
That's awesome. Awesome.
It was like, dude, anyway.
Thank you, bro.
Guys.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Why don't we reach into the topic jar?
Okay.
Sure.
We haven't reached into the topic jar. We got a jar here full of topics.
Can we hear the song real quick? Sean found it.
Remember? Oh, you found... Which one did you find?
Legs.
Let me hear Legs.
Here we go. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was Audio Slave.
Yeah, that's right.
It was Audio Slave.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What song was that?
Set It Off.
Set It Off.
Yeah.
Set It Off. You were just walking with his legs.
Yeah.
Was walking with his legs.
He was walking with his legs.
And that rhymed with A. Wow.
Loved it. Loved it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, you ready for this one?
Yeah, what do we got?
Yeah, what is it?
The topic in the topic jar is... Let's legalize.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ San Diego.
The following takes place between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m.
Hey, Eddie's saying that the P1s are mad that we haven't done Dumb Chick yet.
Oh!
Oh.
So why don't
we? It's a good point.
I mean, how do you know that?
I have email.
Okay.
Then let's put off the topic
email.
Jar.
Awesome.
Yeah,
great.
Right. You don't have that.
I do.
Yeah.
I
only
just
like
got
real
it.
Rich people have
it
email.
It just came in. Yeah. It just got installed.
Yeah.
I'm helping.
Thank you. Will walk in with his legs.
My favorite song.
Get it.
What do you got for me there, buddy? Oates is looking for
Oates
was walking with his legs.
What's he doing?
I don't know,
but he's like we're looking around.
Oh wait, here you go.
Frantically.
He's Oates. He's got a shaved head.
He's really dumb.
Oh, Shawnee.
That was way overboard.
Well, you said it.
Accurate.
I know.
Are you guys ready to play a game called the Dumb Chick Challenge? I say we play a game called the Dumb Chick Challenge.
I say you're
in
right.
In white on the front.
I think this is stupid.
Let's do it right now.
Come
on.
In what may prove to be a veritable inutile exercise in the substantiation of mental acumen, the Mikey Show presents a somewhat gelastic moiety called... The Dumb Chick Challenge.
You're a citizen.
I don't wanna.
Come on, Ashley.
I don't wanna.
Come on.
All right, we need people to call.
Stop it, Sean.
Ashley.
Stop it, Sean.
Maybe Ashley gets smarter the more tired she is.
Okay, let's see.
It could be.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It could be.
Very possible.
She'll forget how dumb she is.
Yeah. Well,
we need one chick to play in the audience. We need a female P1. 570-1053. I need a female P1, and then I need two other people that would pick Sky and Ashley. We need three dumb chicks. Oh, by the way, later in the show, and by later I mean like 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be doing... the Mom Chick Challenge. And it's going to be everybody's moms. It's going to be Sky's mom. Why are you squinting and shaking your head?
Oh, I wonder what she's going to talk about this time.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Scandal.
I'm sure it's going to be
yeah.
Funny.
Also, Ashley's mom. And
maybe
then
she can talk about me having sex or something.
Yeah. And
my mom's
then,
smart.
Then,
And then Rob's mom.
My mom's
Rob's
a teacher.
Rob's mom.
Rob's mom is going to play the mom chick challenge.
She is? I don't know. I ain't talked to my mom in so long.
You didn't know. Call her?
You ain't talked to her.
No, remember I asked Eddie, like, what time do we know? It's going to be tough.
And remember I told you?
No, you